seems good. Forget, I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me figure out.
All right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. 800-313-9443. Phone lines are open if you have a question or comment. Using fear to justify war. That's what they do. Mainstream article by Margot Sanger-Katz. You might remember that name. That's the reporter that was up there reporting on the Browns. Slanted story, by the way. Always pro-establishment. And as they close down tighter of us, you know, a word to the Marshall Monnier and the feds that are listening, and I know you're listening because I have a feeling the email I got from this guy, I think he was a fed. Just remember this, guys, the feds out there that are carrying this out, just remember that you are on the line as well, okay? You need to wake up to the real agenda, the big picture of what's going on here, because it's your freedoms and your pension and your children that are going to be affected as well. I want you to think about that. Log it in the back of your mind and do yourself a favor. We're not against you. Do the research, guys. Do the research. Understand for yourself who you are working for. What have I got going on the screen here? Bill in Idaho. Bill, go ahead. You're on with Michael. Go ahead. Hello, Bill.
Yeah, sounds like the Henry thing again. How's it going?
I'm a little sick today, but I think I'll make it. How are you doing?
They're dropping stuff here, too. So the only thing I can suggest is a lot of colloidal silver and some echinacea, but it's real sunshiny here and as beautiful as it can be. No matter what's falling out of the sky. The thing is that it's their debt. U.S. is completely different constitutionally than United States of America. That is their debt. They created it, they inveigled it, and they managed to manipulate it to cause you to worry so much. Actually, before it's all over, the righteous one that sits on the throne, I have a feeling, is going to have them fall into their own pit.
And well, you could. I'm sure you're very well right, Bill. But in the meantime, you know, dedicated patriots like Ed Brown are probably being wheeled around the country in a diesel bus. I don't know. You know, the only thing I know is that, you know, patriots out there, all of the patriot, the awakened community, you and I, and all the listeners out there. You know, I don't know about you guys. I just want to live my life in peace. I am sick to death of having this government intrude. I'm sick to death of watching my fellow dumbed-down Americans be scared into submission by these people on a ruse, on a lie, on an illusion. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of trying my best, you know, using the crowbar, if you will, to try to wake these people up. And they're so immersed or immersed into their illusionary world of Dancing with the Stars and American Idol and so forth. You couldn't wake them up with an atom bomb, for crying out loud.
Oh,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I don't know. You might be able to. But the thing is that you've read the last part of the book as well as so many others. So many others of us have been at this since the late 60s and early 70s, and there were patriots and thinkers and scholars long before us. And each cycle and generation is getting tighter, shorter, stronger, more articulate, more informed, and faster.
All right, let me stop you. We've got to go to a break. I'll hold you over, Bill. Got to go to a break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my caller, Bill, on the line. Be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my caller, Bill, from Idaho. Bill, what else you got?
Well, I was hoping a friend, too, but maybe you would consider that echinacea and colloidal silver immediately. But
you know what? In all honesty, I think that probably part of the reason I'm not feeling well is because I ran out of colloidal silver.
Yep.
I haven't been sick in a long time. Yeah.
That is very important, considering the denucleated red blood cells that are falling out with the aluminum. It's very important to keep a normal titer of the silver going all the time. You can miss the colloidal silver every 2 or 3 days, echinacea, but the silver is mandatory, 999999 pure. But what I was going to say is, you know, maybe sometimes it's a little bit of everything going on. You're not the only one that's missing Ed and Elaine, but, you know, there's some of us that, you know, we're worried about Lovable. You know, he set up a micro satellite downlink, AARL, totally licensed, clean satellite downlink in the valley up there in Kalispell, Montana. We unknowingly almost ran Rush Limbaugh's station, American Broadcasters Association station, out of business. Nobody was listening to him. That was in the 90s. He's in jail now. So was another one of my partners. And all he wanted to do is help people and set up an emergency rescue and emergency medical, mostly volunteer. But they would trash and rash anybody who had community spirit and a patriotic endeavor. And there are so many, the Missouri 20 in Missouri that Jack Cashel supposedly wrote about in Chautauqua Rising 6000, a liar and a fraud on his face, interviewed on Norrie's show by Ian Punnett. But these obstacles are always overcome by virtue of perseverance of prayer. That's why I love to hear Joe Church come on, and he gives citations, chapter and verse, out of the Bible or Psalms, because every time he appears, there are miracles that occur, at least within that 12-hour, if not 24-hour period. When you get a chance, get Manny to somehow play for you. The Archbishop, have you heard the quote? It's 48 hours old off of BBC. Archbishop of Canterbury, in relation to what he thinks of the Great Decider. It's a very powerful short statement, but it speaks only to the validity and veracity of what you say, even in your pain, even in everybody's pain. But that prayer brings that pain to victory.
Okay, well, I appreciate the input, Bill. Thank you very much. Got to run.
Bless you.
Thank you, sir. No, I'll check into that. The Archbishop. Okay, I'll take a look at that. I wanted to get into, I don't want to read the whole thing here, but this Margot Sanger Katz was a reporter that, John Stantmiller and I were dealing with when we went up to Plainfield, New Hampshire, and she was writing articles about Ed and Elaine Brown on the Concord Monitor, writing a slanted version, you know, the establishment version, if you will, another propagandized American. Read a few paragraphs out of this. Representative Ron Paul believes political leaders are pumping up the threat of terrorism to accomplish political goals. Well, yeah. Paul, the 10-term congressman, told Monitor reporters and editors that concerns about the country's security have been overblown to justify needless foreign invasions and domestic surveillance program. Right. He told them that. And I give a lot of credit to Ron Paul because you know what? He knows what's going on. And he knows how to walk that fine line, tone it down, and not step over the line, even when he is provoked or they attempt to provoke him into walking over that line so they can vilify him. He's a very clever man, very intelligent. He says, it scares the living daylights out of me that they would do that, to talk about perpetual war. He said, discussing the contention that Islamic terrorism is a grave threat that will face the country for a generation or longer. All that is that they have to have an enemy. They have to have an enemy, folks. Yes, they have to have an enemy to scare the bejesus out of the dumbed-down masses, to make them think that there's a terrorist hiding under every bed, you know, a Muslim in there with a turban on his head. So they have an excuse to take away their freedoms, put them into a police state, lock them down, make them bow down before they get on an airplane. Papers, please, when they get pulled over at any one of a myriad of stops, checking for, you know, the proper paperwork or checking to see if there's alcohol in their blood or whatever the deal is. Anyway, my point is that, you know, at what time I look at this and I look at this administration and I look at a large majority of the countries in the world and the political leaders, and by the way, I'm not saying that all these political leaders are good, and I'm not saying that there's not evil in the world as far as politics is concerned. But I look at this administration, and I wonder to myself. I look at Ahmadinejad. I look at Putin. I look at many, many different countries in the world, and I wonder to myself, if our political leaders were elevated, their consciousness was elevated to the point where they realized that they didn't need to have war, if greed weren't part of the equation, and we all lived in peace, and there was free, I mean literally free trade, not privatized trade, not NAFTA and GATT, not these ridiculous, you know, spins of treaties that they put together for their benefit, not ours. But if we really did have free trade, and we were able to, you know, go freely from country to country and you know, experience their culture, dine with them, you know, live with him for a period of time, like an exchange student would. And we all had the same mindset, the ultimate mindset, which was nothing more than peace in the world. What kind of a world would that be? And then you take it down to the core issue. Why is it not that way? Why is it that we are constantly living in this nation of fear? Why is it that we're seeing our police officers that are supposed to be employed to protect us basically beating the hell out of us on a regular basis? And I asked myself the question, is it because we're literally being punished for our apathy? Is it because that we've become so dumbed down? We've paid no attention to our politics. We've been so distracted with entertainment and football and alcohol and parties and whatever. Have we become so distracted that we deserve what we get? And the answer to that question, for the most part, with people is yes. Now, I'm not speaking of you, the listening audience, not the ones that are awake. I'm saying, you know, what's that old saying that the few have to pay for the many? Or, the rotten apple in the barrel. And you have one guy that can ruin it for everybody. And we've got a small number of people growing, but we have a number of people who are educated, who are active, who are trying to make a difference. And this large majority of people that are so lazy and so apathetic and so dumbed down, they're making it literally impossible for the rest of us to live in peace. Because as long as they accept, and that's the key word, guys, they cannot do this to us unless we let them. And the problem is that mind-numbed Americans are letting them because they're believing their lies and they're believing their spin. That's the problem. We don't believe it. Matter of fact, conversely, we don't believe anything they say. Anything that comes out of their mouth, we examine it, put it under a microscope, and dissect it eight ways from Thursday. At least I do. Because I find that you can believe nothing that these people tell you. Anything that they tell you is all based on what somebody else told them to tell you, and that entire premise is surrounded by an agenda. And what is that agenda? It's you, as a human resource, as a sponge that they can squeeze until they've drained out every drop of blood, financial and otherwise, and then they cast you off, cast you aside, or throw you into a prison like they are supposedly doing to Ed Brown after they've taken his house away from him. But before they do that, obviously, he's somewhere in the abyss. I don't mean to keep going back to him, but I'm really concerned about that. Matter of fact, while I'm talking to you here, I'm going to go pop up the Bureau of Prisons and just see if Marshall Monnier is going to be an integral guy. Nope. As of this point in time, what time is it? 20 minutes after 1 Eastern, Western time, Pacific time, Ed Brown is still not in Bureau of Prisons custody. Okay. Excuse me. Brings me up to my next point. People email me and they call me up and so forth. They say, well, what about solutions? We hear all this fear-mongering going on. We hear about all these problems and blah, 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 and we're tired of hearing it. We want solutions. Okay. Excuse me. RBN tries to be about solutions. We're not perfect, and we're not omnipotent. We're just like you. I was a listener. I still am. Okay, John Stadtmiller's been doing this for 15 years and breaks his back looking for solutions. And whoever, gets on the network and has something new or something that may work or so forth, we always put it out there for you guys. But let's talk about solutions for a minute, because I'm real curious about this. I got a guy coming up on my show Thursday. His name's Ron, and he's an expatriate. And I had him up on the show last week. He was a caller that called into my show. And he was talking about the fact that he doesn't live in this country anymore, and he finds that there's a lot more freedoms outside of this country than there are inside. And by the way, as I've mentioned in previous shows, I've been in other countries in the world, quite a few. And I'm not saying that to brag, but in the course of my business over the years, I have had the good fortune to visit a number of different countries. And I have to say that, yes, indeed, there are a number of countries that there are more freedoms than there are here. I'm going to get into that a little bit more when we get back from the break. Stick with me. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm going to talk about that a bit. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour here. Okay, so we've got this fear-mongering. We're in perpetual war. We're in a country, Iraq, right now. We're occupying. It's not a war. We're occupying that country illegally, by the way, and we were lied to get in there. We're in Afghanistan. We went in there on a false premise. We already had a war set up to go prior to 9/11. We're in there to run the pipeline to the Caspian Sea and control the poppy seeds for the opium heroin outlay. Anybody that doesn't conform with our agenda is penciled in as an axis of evil, just like American citizens are now being penciled in on their terrorist watch lists, including anti-war protesters who the presidential order was signed, what, a month or two ago, saying they could seize our property. I mean, how tight does it have to get? How strong, I mean, how much pressure is put on somebody before they start saying, wait a minute, okay, this isn't the country, I don't recognize this country anymore. So you got two options here. I want to bring this up. I know I pulled this off the net this morning, and I was listening to John's show, Cash Flow. Good show, by the way. Have a listen if you've got credit card debt or if you just want to find out about the financial temperature of the country. But what's the answer? You know, I've got Ron, expatriate, coming up Thursday. We're going to talk a little bit about expatriation. And by the way, as I mentioned, I've been all over the world. I've been to many countries in the world, and I run into Americans all over the world. And I haven't traveled there since, I think, just prior to 9/11. I haven't traveled overseas. But everywhere you go, I don't care whether it's New Zealand, Australia, whether it's the Philippines, whether it's Europe, it doesn't matter where you go. There's Americans all over the place. And if you go and you know, interact with them, talk to them at all, you'll find out that a lot of them are there because they don't want to be here. Because it's freer over there. So, you know, what's the answer? Now, this is a possible answer. Oklahoma takes a tough stand on illegal aliens. Now, yay for Oklahoma. I mean, is it enough to start making me sing I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee? I don't think so. But listen to this. It passed. Oklahoma is no longer okay for illegal aliens. It seems that at least one state has decided to take matters into its own hands since the federal government keeps dragging its feet on this illegal alien stuff and even reversing popular opinion on how to handle it. Bravo, Oklahoma. Every state needs to do this. Now, that's one down, 49 to go. We've got to say, oh, we got this major problem, and there's an we need to do is we just need to give them blanket amnesty, make it all go away, and then make them exempt from taxes for the last 5 years. Well, what about us? What about all the tax-paying Americans out there? Is that fair to us? Is it fair to let them come up over the border and work for I don't know how many quarters, then take their Social Security and run back over the border and open a business? No, it's not. But the question remains is how come that this wonder, or this, no, I was going to say wonderful, no, that this humongous, omnipotent federal government can't get their act together enough to solve the problem. And the answer is because they don't want to. Illegal immigration's good for them. It balkanizes the country, brings down our wages, and it basically brings us into a third world country, which is what they want. Let me proceed with this a little further. House Bill 1804. Was passed by overwhelming majorities in the House and Senate of Oklahoma. The measure's sponsor, Randy Terrell, says the bill has four main topical areas. It deals with identity theft. It terminates public assistance benefits for illegals. Public benefits to Social Security, health care. Sorry, boom, gone. Don't get that anymore. You want to come over here thinking you're going to get health care, you're going to get Social Security, you're going to fake an auto accident, wind up getting disability Social Security? Gone. Sorry, ain't going to happen. Not in Oklahoma. It empowers state and local police to enforce federal immigration laws. Whoa! It empowers the state and local police to enforce. That's the key word, folks. Enforce. Federal immigration laws, and it punishes employers who knowingly hire illegal aliens. Well, you know, who exactly was what's his name? Randy Terrell, the Einstein of Oklahoma. This guy came up with this idea, and the federal government's been tossing this around for how long, and they can't get it. So is it now left up to the state? What about Arizona? What about Texas? What about New Mexico? What about California? Tell me how difficult it would be for every state to fall in line with this, do the same thing, and how fast would we get rid of the problem? Now, to me, folks, that's an answer. There's an answer for you right there. That's one answer. Okay? How do we push for this? Where do we go? Now, I don't claim to be a politician. Okay? I'm not a lawyer, not a politician. You know, I don't know what the exact steps are to do this. But how do we push for something like this? Who is it that we have to pester? Now, that's one answer, all right? 49 other states, boom, end of problem. And, of course, there's another answer. Oh, but before I give you that answer, let me go to Don in Ohio. Don, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Your site, is it .com, .org, .what?
.org.
.org. I wonder why it's not coming up on mine. Huh.
TheAmericanAwakening.org?
Yeah, I just had that, and it's coming up as an error page.
Oh, great. Somebody's hacking it or doing something with it again. I mean, very honestly, Don, I've had problems with it, you know, interspersed problems with it over time. Let me see if I can get into it. Yeah, I get into it. We're going to a break. I'll hold you over. You want to stick for three? Don.
Yes.
Okay. Be right back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Stick with us. Got more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. You know, I have to mention, I'll go back to Don in just a second here, but I have to mention, you know, I've heard stories from people who've lived in Oklahoma or people who, you know, had relatives in Oklahoma that have told me over the years that, well, you know, that's the most backward state in the United States. Judging by what I'm reading here, it looks like, you know, maybe there's a deep, dark secret. Maybe these people are way far ahead of every other state. I don't know. At any rate, let's get back to Don. Don, go ahead.
I have been able to get on it. Evidently, I spelled it wrong when I was typing it in. I lost my glasses, but I wanted to get some of that coral calcium. I was just wondering if we call the number, do we tell them 007 for the 20% off? Is it still going on, or?
You know, I'm not sure. I know that they'll give you a discount. I know that 20% was a special that was going on for a time. I'm not sure. Matter of fact, I just talked to Todd this morning and I didn't ask him. But, you know, I've got some of that on its way as well, and I'm really looking forward to getting it. Bob Barefoot, the gentleman that invented that stuff or, you know, put it together, whatever he's doing, he's supposed to be back in Arizona shortly, and he's going to give me a call. I'm going to go up there and visit with him. But, yeah, I mean, I'm under the weather right now, And these guys, you know, I'm hearing all kinds of great things about this stuff. And, you know, evidently they were slow in shipping it out to me because I'm just the talk show host, Don. You know, I'm nobody. But,
well, if you can find out, say, tonight, maybe bring it up tomorrow, and I'll go ahead and make an order tomorrow.
I'll tell you what, just call the number. And tell them you spoke with me, and just simply ask them if they're still giving the 20% discount, which is what you had heard on my show, what was it, last week or week before.
Okay,
and
will do.
They may give it to you. I don't know. I'm not in charge of that. I'm just the guy that supposedly
right.
drinks it when I get it.
Right, you're surprised that it was at a 10% or something like that.
I know normally, if you order it off of my show, it's a 10% discount. They may still have the 20% going, but I'll tell you what, it's cheap enough. I don't want to use the word cheap. Inexpensive enough for what it does. You know, I know that this other stuff that I was using, Bill, the caller that called in a while ago, colloidal silver, there's a product here that I was buying in Phoenix for a while. It's much, much, much more expensive than this coral calcium. And I'm really curious to see if this coral calcium does what this is called super silver. You know, great product, but it is rather, you know, it is a bit expensive. So,
okay, well, I'll give the number a call and see if it's still good.
Okay, well, thanks for the call, Don. I appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Yeah, I'll give a plug for that. You know, and again, folks, I haven't got it yet. I've been waiting for it for a week, and Todd just called me this morning and said, well, I'm sending you two bottles out or whatever. But I'm hearing really good things about it. So, you know, if you take a notion, and it's inexpensive. It's only $25 or something like that for a bottle of it. So if you have a notion, if you're feeling under the weather like I am, you know, give him a call, give him an order. Getting back to this Oklahoma thing, yeah. All right, so here's one solution. As far as the immigration problem, now that's a step in the right direction. And then we have the national ID card, which is coming up next year. You're not going to be able to get on an airplane. Remember, this implementation of, well, you got to get permission from Homeland Security to get on an airplane. Well, then, what is it, May of next year, the national ID card comes into effect. Well, you're not going to be able to get on an airplane unless you have a national ID card with all that information put in your database about what classification of citizen you are. I don't know about you, but it doesn't look like I'm going to be flying anymore. Of course, I had made the decision last year not to fly anymore, and then a couple of occasions arose where I didn't have any choice. I had to get on an airplane. I don't like it. Don't get me wrong. And if I had my druthers, I'd rather drive. But there are certain situations where you have to fly. I'm really curious to know, though, if even 30 to 50% of us just said, that's it, we're not flying anymore, or if this ID card came into play, or if enough dumbed-down Americans woke up to the fact that they have to get permission from the government to fly, if enough people quit flying, would they back off those regulations? I wonder. Well, at any rate, they're on the right track here. So that's one solution. So we get rid of the immigration problem. All of the other 49 states in line do the same thing. Boom, immigration's gone. Then they jump in line with a national ID card, which we've got, I think, what is it, 18 states right now that are opposed to it? And there's more coming on all the time. Okay. Is that a dream? Is that a wild and crazy dream that I have? Maybe, maybe not. But then there's the other solution, which I don't think is a solution. I think it's a temporary timeout, if you will. Okay? And that is the expatriation issue. Now, and I'm real curious to find out what Ron, the expatriate, has to say when he comes up Thursday, because I had him on last week as a caller. And I wanted to get into a lot more of the semantics as far as what he experiences, what his freedoms are, the difference between there and here, the cost of living, the educational system, the air, if you will, of freedoms, and you know, what you can and can't do, or you know, what you have to look out for, the crime, the economics of it, and so forth. But I have to tell you very honestly, folks, the thought has crossed my mind on many, many occasions, is because this country in which we grew up, the country in which we were raised to believe was a constitutional republic, I don't recognize anymore. Not only do I not recognize it as far as the control, the legislation, the laws that have been implemented, but also the culture itself, I don't recognize anymore. Don't get the wrong idea. I mean, I don't have anything against any culture. I don't have anything against the Mexican people unless they infringe upon my rights. Or unless they're trying to take something away from me and they're not doing it legally. And that's part of the problem is we all, well, the large majority of us, try our best to comply with the law. But how do you deal with a government that's out of control, that writes this legislation with us in mind, but then does not comply with their own laws that they enact into legislation because they feel that they're elite, they're an oligarchy, and they're above the law? It reminds me of an old Bill Cosby comedy routine that he was talking, and this is, oh man, this is back in the, I don't know, early 60s maybe. Maybe some of you have heard it, I don't know. He was talking about the Revolutionary War, and he was laying out the rules for the Revolutionary War. He said, okay, on this side, we got the British. Or excuse me, let me back up. On this side, we've got the Americans, okay? And the rules for the Americans is they can dress however they want to. They can use guns, they can use knives, they can use slingshots, they can use whatever they want to do. I'm improvising a little bit. They can shoot from the rocks, the trees, behind everywhere. They can hide in their basement, they can hide in their houses, they can, you know, they can shoot their guns from the roof. On the other side, we got the British. Well, they can wear whatever they want to, any color they want to. They can climb up in the trees. And on the other side, we got the British. They got to wear red, march in a straight line. How fair is that? And that's what it reminds me of in this country now. We are under a strangling amount of laws. And I thought about, excuse me, I thought about putting up a contest, you know, and the loser would have to go in and read all the laws and then educate the rest of us on it. Now, many years ago, back in the days of Irwin Schiff, I went to a seminar back in 1995, and that's where I first got into this tax thing. And this is before I even had a computer. I went down to the library, because at the time I wrote a book called The Bully Around the Corner. I never published the book, afraid I'd get assassinated. But at any rate, I went down to the library to do research because I wanted to verify the book that Irwin Schiff had wrote called The Federal Mafia. So I went down to the library to review this and go through the book and look at all the laws and the regulations and the CFRs and the code and so forth. And the CFRs alone, which are the regulations that back up the code, the Internal Revenue Service code, they lined a wall four layers deep. Okay, and I'm talking about just literally hundreds of thousands, if not millions of pages of regulations to back up the other regulations in the Internal Revenue Service code, which I believe is 1,100 and some odd pages. My point being that if a guy wanted to go in and read every law that was ever enacted, and I'm not just talking about, you know, Internal Revenue Service law, I'm talking about the United States Code, titles 1 through, what is it, 42? Plus the regulations that back that up, you'd be sitting there for the next 10,000 years just trying to bone up on the amount of laws that have been enacted, and there's more being enacted every day, and then they continually come up with this excuse that they use on us called ignorance of the law is no excuse. Well, that takes me back to that little ticket that I got, you know, driving on a plate that I'd slapped on my car. I didn't have a clue that it was a Class B misdemeanor. I didn't know that. And the officer advised me that they had recently changed laws. Then I got to talking to some people about it, and they said, oh, yeah, they had covertly changed many of these laws in the traffic code from civil to criminal. Now, why did they do that? Well, all of the cities and towns now are incorporated. It's a business. These police officers are supposed to be out to protect the public. Keep the peace. That's not what they're out there for. They're out there setting speed traps to pull you over because it's revenue. From what I understand is some of these towns are setting up contests. They give bonuses to these police officers for the most tickets that they give out. I don't know how true that is, but I've heard that from more than one individual. I don't know. But I look at this whole thing, and I look at how far out of hand that this has gotten. And the fact of the matter is that if Joe Bloggs gets in his car and he drives from point A to point B, let's say point B is 10 miles away, I doubt seriously that he could do it without violating at least one law. And if he's unfortunate enough to be in the proximity of a policeman who happens to see him violate said law, Now he's indoctrinated into the system, and not only is he going to have to ultimately wind up paying a fine, copping a plea, because that's the easiest thing to do, and that's how they trick you, because they try to throw the book at you. They give you the worst possible scenario and then say, but I'll tell you what, we're nice people, we'll do this for you, and it winds up costing you $300 instead of $1,000. But in addition to that, they also now put you into this, I don't remember what the name is, the NCIS database? I don't know. It's a database that they put you into, and they're going to regulate it. Now, I believe it was Tim Wingate that sent me an email. It was talking about this grid. It's a computer system. It's all through the United States, and I think it's Department of Homeland Security. And they've got these different, you know, sections of the country where every time anybody gets a ticket in there, they have possible terrorist points. And they're calling us, you know, domestic terrorists now, or financial terrorists. You know, you do anything wrong, anything that they don't want you to do. You go 26 miles in a 25 zone, you got a cop in a bad mood. Now, all of a sudden, boom, you're in a database, you're going to pay a fine, and you could be a domestic terrorist. I don't mean to be all over the board today, but again, this is another one of these things that really, really concerns me about the situation with Ed Brown, because here's a guy that, you know, stood up to these people. He was in a standoff for 8 to 9 months, and he basically was thumbing their nose at him, saying, I'm not going to be taken alive. Well, from their perspective, they're going, well, boy, I'll tell you what. I bet you they were frothing at the mouth to get their hands on Ed. And you know what? By virtue of him making that statement alone may have saved his life. If he wouldn't have said that, he may be dead. I'll tell you why. Because by virtue of the fact that he thumbed their nose at him and said, you'll never take me alive, it gave them all of the more inclination to take him alive and to do their dirty deeds. Now, are they doing dirty deeds on him? I really don't know. Neither any of us were concerned about it. But it is very curious that he's been out there in the abyss for 5 days. Nobody knows where he is. Marshall Monnier is coming on and say, yes, as soon as he gets there, we're going to tell you. But all right, well, when's he going to get there? How long does it take on a diesel bus to go from point A to point B? I mean, you can drive all the way across this country in 5 days. John Stadtmiller and I did it in, 2 days. We drove all the way across and give it another day to drive to the West Coast. So 3 days you can drive from coast to coast. Ed's been in transit, according to their own words, he's been in transit for 5 days. And he's still not there yet. Now, I don't know. Maybe they're using an ox cart with Ed. I don't know, okay? But I want to know. And here's another thing my mind spins around on this stuff, folks, and I start thinking about this. Okay, you know, Tim Wingate, he emailed me or Skyped me the numbers to call for the Sheriff's Department the Union Dealer and the Concord Monitor and the Marshals Department and so forth. You know, as scrutinizing as these people have become, you call up the Marshal and say, where's Ed Brown? Are you now on a terrorist list because they've got caller ID? Are they going to send 3 goon marshals up to your door asking you questions for 90 minutes and detaining you while I ask you if you pay your income tax? Who are you? What kind of a domestic or financial terrorist are you? How is it that you associate with Ed Brown? Well, he's a friend of mine. What kind of friend? Have you been supplying him any food, guns, or otherwise? You know, and I think of this is outlandish. You know, these guys, I was always taught to be a critical thinker. And I'm wondering, these guys that are in the marshals, you know, some of them are, you know, younger guys. I mean, Marshall Monnier, he looks like he's in his mid-40s. You know, do you know anything about critical thinking? Have you ever questioned, Marshall Monnier, what is being fed to you and why? Or your underlings, the ones that are going out and you know, literally scaring the pants off of people and intimidating. Have you ever scratched your head and considered why? Or have you ever thought to yourself, and I know that there was, you know, at one point we had reported there was dissension among the ranks. Were there some critical thinking police officers and detectives and marshals that were out there scratching their head going, well, wait a minute here. Why are these people putting up this big fuss? Is there anything to this? All of those copies of Freedom to Fascism that were handed out, did anybody actually sit down and look at it? Anybody? I remember making, you know, I remember, I don't know what I had, 10, 12 minutes on the podium when I did the, you know, my part of that press conference, which, by the way, was totally deleted. And that's a whole other story I'm not going to get into. But I remember putting forth at the time to those reporters who were sitting there with just, you know, that classic glazed stare on their face. And I was asking them, you know, who was it that instructed you that you were required to file a tax return? And I had this one reporter that said, well, you know, we've always done that. Right, but who instructed you to do that? Well, everybody knows you're supposed to do that. The guy wouldn't answer my question. And I came back at him again. I said, was it your father? Was it your uncle? Was it your tax accountant? Was it your attorney? Who was it? He didn't remember. And he danced around the question. The fact of the matter is that, and I don't know about you, but when, you know, the first time I filed a return, it was because my father, well, my father told me if you don't file, you know, you could go to jail if you don't do that. And I thought that was rather funny at the time. Because I was, you know, this is way back in my early 20s. I thought, well, you know, shoot. They told me I lived in a free country. Why do I have to pay them to live here? So I wound up filing, okay, because that's what my dad told me to do. And that's what everybody does. But they never question it because that's the way it always been, that's the way it always will be. We'll be back in the final segment. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Sorry I'm off on a rant today. I'm not feeling real well, but, you know, I feel better when I'm talking a lot. So stick with me. Be back for the final segment.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you.
American Awakening. And, you know, folks, here is a prime example of what I'm talking about here. Now, I just scanned in my emails, and Joy in Phoenix, I think maybe it's Tempe, Gilbert, I don't know. It's in the metropolitan area. Michael, I don't know about you, but I'm going to try and stock up on supplies before 10:15 in the so-called drills at the 202 and the 101. I wanted to let you know that I got stopped in St. Louis on my way to Ohio by two cops who said I was weaving. Believe me, if I was weaving in that traffic, I would have hit someone. There was so much traffic. They asked me some questions such as, do I have any drugs, weapons, etc.? Where was I headed? And if I was expecting also where I was, and I was expected also where I was from in Arizona. It was a scary experience. I've been hearing that Missouri is stopping people and has checkpoints. I do know one thing. I was not weaving, and I guess they just needed probable cause to pick me up because of my Arizona license in a sea of Missouri license plates. See, they're pulling people over for nothing anymore, folks. And they're looking for a reason to arrest you. They're not pulling you over for a faulty taillight or the fact that you were speeding. You didn't wear a seatbelt. They're pulling you over looking for a reason to get you in their database. And a lot of times they're provoking you to do something. Anyway, back to the IRS for a second. Okay, so you file a return back when you're 18 years old, and then 10, 15, 20 years later, you find out you didn't have to file to begin with, so you stop. Then they send you a letter that says, we file a return in 85, and if you feel you're not required to file, please tell us why. Well, how come you didn't send me something saying the law under section so-and-so says I am required to file? It's because you want us to trap ourselves. That's why. And then their prosecution in court, when you go into court for a willful failure to file, they use that, well, you know, he was supposed to file. He knows he was required to file because he filed before. That's no excuse. Then they won't allow you to use the evidence in the courtroom to say, yeah, I did file before, but since then I've learned this, 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 and this. They don't allow that evidence in the courtroom because they want to keep the juries dumbed down. And that's why, exact reason why, and God rest his soul, Aaron Russo, that's why I promoted that video with such dedication, because if enough people wake up and they go and are called for jury duty, they vote not guilty. And you know what? It's starting to work. Worked with Tommy Crier. It worked with these people a couple of weeks ago. There was 9 of them that got acquitted of, 160 counts? We got Sherry Jackson coming up now. They sit us in line like ducks in a row, and they're always looking for the people that were the highest profile. Sherry Jackson's one of them. Irwin Schiff is another one. Larkin Rose. The people that make it, the people that come out and they say, hey, you know what? There's something wrong with this equation. Something's rotten in Denmark here. We're peeling away the onion. We're finding out that they're not telling us the whole truth. Oh, they don't like people like us because we're telling the truth. They can't afford for the truth to come out because that'll take away their entitlements. Because remember, folks, it has nothing to do with the income tax. Let's face it, the Federal Reserve, which is an offshore banking cabal, prints all the money and gives as much of it to Congress as they want. You know, the Congress says, well, we need $500 billion. We need to raise the debt. Boom, gone. Snap of the fingers, it's done. And then they charge us income, or they supposedly make us pay an income tax to offset that? No, I don't think so. The income tax, it doesn't even go to pay the interest on the debt. Just goes along for their entitlement programs. So the curtain's coming down. You know, the show's over. The secret's up. They're being exposed, and they don't like it. And that's why they're turning up the heat. Speaking of turning up the heat, the air conditioning's off in here, and I'm getting hot. But it's the end of another day. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with my friend John Stabmiller, and he's got Bob Chapman on today. I'll be listening. I would suggest you do, too. We'll see you tomorrow, folks. I've got, who have I got tomorrow? I believe I've got, Jim Kerwin. Look forward to a good show. Bye. And I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could. With